Hello.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. I am Minister Ginger London. Thank you so much for joining me on this radio show. This is one of our quick tips radio show for the Got to Get Myself Together 2014 teleconference, where we're going to spend about 15 minutes with you giving you some tips. And today we're going to be giving you some tips on relationship breakers. And so we want to share these tips with you. Our telecalls today have been on, earlier today was on tips on relationships, where we talked to you about you know, things that you can do to make sure that you have a healthy and wholesome relationship. And so we're going to give you some tips today on relationship breakers. You know, so I want you to get pen and paper and take some notes, because I want you to have wholesome relationships and not relationships that, you know, are not healthy. So be sure to get some pen and paper together as we prepare to get started with you, because our time is short. So let's go ahead and get started with that. You know, there are many things that can actually go wrong, you know, or go from bad to worse in a relationship. And it is often kind of depressing or devastating, if you will, if we look at some of the reasons why couples split up, you know, and sometimes it's because, you know, just really silly reasons. So if you have the slightest feeling that your relationship is in jeopardy, or if you inquire what went wrong in an ex-relationship, then you might want to take a, you know, look at these five don'ts that I'm going to give you that are relationship breakers. Sometimes we honestly just don't know you know, what to what has caused the breakup in our relationships. And, you know, sometimes we just have a tendency to just, you know, not really pay close attention to what's going on. And so, you know, we just don't discern what went wrong. And we're sitting around sometimes and we're beating ourselves up, you know, and we're just not doing a good job at figuring out what's going on. So let's go with the first of the five don'ts in a relationship. Number one, betrayal of your partner. You know, just absolutely hard to forgive at times is when somebody has betrayed their partner in a relationship. You know, I've seen a lot of couples break up because of this. You know, even some families have broken up because of this. It's hard sometimes to forgive the person who causes, who has done the betrayal. Is also hard to forget sometimes. You know, broken pieces stay broken. You know, and some, unfortunately for some people, that's where their life is at this moment. It's, you know, broken people, pieces are broken, you know, and they don't honestly know how to you know, forgive. And it's really hard to tell a person to forget something like a betrayal, because you know, it's just devastating. And so don't betray your partner. If you want to see your relationship become stronger, if you want it to be built up on wholesome, godly principles, you want to make sure that you don't betray your partner. And for that particular thing, I'm talking about a romantic relationship, but even in friendships, don't betray your partner. You know, don't break confidences. You know, don't talk about them behind their backs. You know, don't be a talebearer. You know, don't do something that will betray the confidences of the friendship. Don't do anything that will betray the romantic or marriage or dating relationship. You know, there's so many different forms of betrayal that it doesn't necessarily have to be something sexual. You can betray a relationship in many different ways. And so make sure that you're not doing anything that's going to actually cause betrayal in the relationship. Number two, you know, being a private eye. You know, don't be a private eye. If you check on your partner continuously, you know, when you make unannounced visits, you know, that person is going to get tired of the relationship. You know, everybody wants some space. They want freedom. They want some of their own friends, you know. If you're in a romantic relationship and you say you love this person, you know, love means trust and respect. You know, it's not funny to be scrutinizing a person all the time, you know, so don't act as a detective, you know, act as someone that they're involved in a relationship with. If you suspect something and if you feel like that this is the behavior that you have to do to be in a relationship with this particular person, then you need to reevaluate that relationship and you probably need to actually say, hey, I need to redefine this relationship because I do not want to be a private investigator, you know, in a relationship. I want to be your friend. I want to be, you know, in your marriage. I want to be your husband. I want to be your wife. I want to be your lover in the marriage. I want to be your boyfriend, your girlfriend, you know, in a dating relationship. You know, I want to be exactly who I am. I want, you know, who I'm created to be. And I'm not, I didn't enter into the relationship to be a private detective. You know, that's not what I entered into the relationship for. So you have to pay attention to what's going on. And so if it's a situation where you feel like you have to become a private detective or a private eye, if you will, then you need to step back from that relationship. You need to evaluate that relationship. You need to take a look at it. And if that's what it has come down to, then you need to redefine that. And redefinition at times means that you need to actually disconnect from that relationship. You know, I know marriages are a little different. You know, you have to really put a little bit more thought and effort into making the marriage work, but you want to make sure that you have done everything that you can. So you don't want to be a private investigator in that. Number three, lack of emotional support and attention. You're in a relationship, you know, where mutual support is not what's going on, then you really need to pay attention to it. You know, in good, healthy relationships, mutual support and attention are essential. You know, we are humans. We are, you know, we have been created for being in a relationship with other people. You know, we have a relationship with God, and then we have to be in a relationship with other people. And so we were created that way. And so for the better, you want to make sure that there's a mutual emotional support in the relationship. When it doesn't happen that way in the relationship, you start feeling lonely, you start feeling rejected, you know, and when you encounter this, you have to figure out how you're going to deal with it. You know, you can't avoid it. You can't just be in denial about it. You can't even stay close to the person that you have the friendship with or the person that you're in the relationship with when it's not mutually, emotionally mutually beneficial. I hope I said that right. When it is not mutually emotional beneficial, then you really can't even build a closeness with that person because it has to be mutually beneficial. The relationship is not one-sided. When the relationship becomes one-sided, then you are losing out, especially when you're not the one, you know, getting anything from it. And if you're the one taking everything from the relationship and you're not putting anything back into the relationship, it is not mutually beneficial. You are robbing the person of the experience of having a good, healthy relationship. You are robbing them of their emotions. You're robbing them of some mental stress. You're robbing them mentally. You're stressing them out. So when they could be thinking positive, good thoughts about the relationship, you're robbing them of that, and you're replacing it with stress. They're mentally fatigued from being in a relationship with you. You rob them of their time because you only want to spend time with them when you want to spend time with them, and then when you do it, it's all about what you want to do. So if you're the person that's actually getting all the emotional support from the relationship, but you're not in attention and you're not giving it, then you are robbing the other person of the opportunity to, you know, have a good, healthy friendship or relationship, even if it's with someone else. Okay? So it could be a situation where it has to be with someone else. Sometimes you have to do something different. So that's number three. Lack of emotional support and attention is a relationship breaker. Number four, too many fights. Whenever you have too many fights in a relationship, you know, that's a relationship breaker. You know, there are going to be some fights. And when I say fights, I'm not talking about fist fights. I'm talking about arguments, disagreements. You know, in every relationship, there are disagreements. There are arguments in every relationship. So, you know, if you over-dramatize your argument, if you will, or if you, you know, become explosive, you know, and even at times if you just simply raise your voice and change your tone, it could be offensive to the other person, you know. So you really have to clarify within yourself and resolve within yourself that you want to be a person of peace and a person of patience, even in a dispute, even in an argument, even in a disagreement. You could still be a person of peace, and you could still be a person of calmness. You know, it's not that you're having the disagreement, it's how you're having it that pulls on the relationships and relationship and cause it to be strained. And so when you have too many fights, you know, in a relationship, actually silence the relationship. You know, you can't build love and you can't build care in it. It silenced the relationship. There's nothing being said in the relationship except arguments and fights. So if you're trying to build your relationship and you don't want to break it before it's built, you know, before you've established it, minimize those arguments and minimize those disagreements, or come to an understanding with each other that if we do disagree about something, we will calmly talk about it. Because when you let anger control you and you're controlled by anger, you will at times go into a fit of rage. And whenever you go into a fit of rage, you always do something outside of character. You know, you could possibly harm someone. You break things. You tear up stuff. You know, and along with that, you are breaking up the relationship. You're tearing it up. So that's number four, too many fights. And then number five, boredom and lack of spontaneity. You can break a relationship up when the relationship is boring and there's no spontaneity in it. You know, so don't let boredom step into your relationship. Be creative. Be spontaneous. You know, think of some common things that you guys can do together, like some common hobbies, some activities that make both of you happy. If you're in a romantic love type relationship and love is in the air, then every day you want to celebrate your relationship. If it's mutual, you want to celebrate your relationship every day. You know, even if you do something as simple as ride to the park, go roller skating, going to the movie, going to an exhibition or to some type of fellowship or an event. You know, it could be, some type of gala. It could be anything. As long as you enjoy it, then make sure that you are doing it together. Don't let boredom and lack of spontaneity cause your relationship to break. So the five relationship breakers again: betrayal of the partner, somebody betraying the relationship or friendship. Number two, being a private eye, you're not a detective. Number three, lack of emotional support and attention in the relationship or the friendship. Number four, too many fights, too many arguments, too many disagreements, and number spontaneity. So before doing anything else that can affect your relationship, meditate a bit on what I just taught, you know, and look back over your relationship and ask yourself, you know, is it worth doing, is it worth it to do these things and end up being alone? So if you feel lonely and if you're tired of going, you know, out on dates or going starting relationships over and over and over again, take a look at these five relationship breakers and resolve within yourself that you do not want any of these to have any part in your relationship, because when they do, they take over the relationship and it breaks the relationship and you no longer have a wholesome, healthy relationship. So I'm going to pray. I just wanted to spend a few minutes with you today to give you some relationship breakers. I'm going to cover you in prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you. I bless you. I honor your name. For all of those who are listening to these tips, Lord God, I pray if they are in relationships that are unhealthy, unwholesome, and that these types of acts are going on in the relationship, that you would give them your wisdom, give them your peace, which passes all understanding, to know what to do, how to handle it, Lord God, how to bring themselves out of this, turn the relationship around, Lord God, so they can be healthy and wholesome relationships. We believe by faith that it is done, and we stand on your word. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Thank you so much for listening to these tips. I'm Minister Ginger London of the Ginger London Show here on Blog Talk Radio. I'll talk to you soon.